with regards to the prior Q2 and Q10 here, were you able to determine a minor profile on either of those samples?
There was a minor profile detected, but my analysis of those minor profiles, because of the level that they were at and the complexity of the minor profile, no conclusions could be reached regarding those.
When you talk about complexity, is that because there's potentially more than one person or individual DNA profiles on that?
Yeah, there's a couple things that can play into why a sample would fall into that, where no conclusions could be reached. Either there's, you know, you can see the major profile very clearly, and you can see minor profile, and then even below that, you might see indications of another person. So you've got this real low, the minor profile could be a low-level area that you're seeing some peaks, but you're not seeing some. So just being a very conservative on those, we don't want to, you know, I don't want to make some kind of statement to the fact that, you know, those samples, I'm not knowing exactly where those samples are or being able to, knowing for a fact that I can see all of those samples. Some of them might be below what I can see. So the level that they're at, the complexity of it, if it's a lot of people, you know, three or four or more, it just makes that interpretation a lot difficult, and sometimes you can't make a conclusion based off of it.
These two samples were on the walls, correct?
Right.
So people coming, brushing by, touching it, or otherwise having some contact with it, could put layer and layer of DNA upon it.
Right. Could be an explanation why there is so much there, yes.
But you were able to determine the major profile.
That's correct.
And that being determined.
Correct.
And for your serology, you were able to determine that the source of that DNA is coming from the blood that you're seeing in the mouth.
Correct.